Welcome to Shom Machshava on the day of the Shurim Perek Chelik, or sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arim Be'ak Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin. In this daf, the Gemara speaks about the very difficult ma'aseh of David HaMelech and Bathsheba, the very difficult ma'aseh to understand. And one line the Gemara brings over here in Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that the pasuk that says, L'cho levatcho chatosi v'aro b'inecho asisi, l'man titzak b'dvarecho tiske b'shoftecho, David says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Galui v'yadiyah kamoch, Galui v'yadur in front of you. D'ibayi l'michfi l'yitzriya v'kafino. If I wanted him, Misgaber and Mayetzer, I would be able to do it. But la'mina d'loy lemru avdo zokil marei. Just didn't want people to say that a slave overcame, won the argument with his master, that David HaMelech told HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him an isayin. And obviously this, you can't understand a peep shot, that David HaMelech actually did a chait, he sinned, knowingly. That's almost impossible to say. But to understand a little bit this, and a little bit the background of the mice of David HaMelech, can use here a few of the sources that Reuven Margolius brings over here in Margolius Sayyam. So we know the Gemara, in a few places, Gemara, one of the places, Ksuvah Daf Test, the Gemara says that David HaMelech really did not do an aveir of Eishes Ish, because anybody going to war wrote a get to his wife. And Yimele Uri already wrote a get to Bathsheba. Now there's a machlekes Rashi Tosis if the get was betnai or not betnai, but even if it was betnai, like Rashi, there was a get, and Yimele when he died retroactively, she was not Eishes Ish, and therefore David HaMelech did not actually do an aveir. Chazal in Sefer HaZoyer, in Hagdomas HaZoyer, Chelik Al Daf Ches Amud Beis, Chazal bring over here that there is a malach called Dumo, who comes to punish the ones that are over various to have to do with the Bris Milah. And he wanted to come and punish David HaMelech. So he goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, David HaMelech did something wrong. He was Boyal Eishes Ish. So he should be punished. So he adds HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Malach Dumo and says, no, Re'uyo Hoyso Bathsheba Miyoyim Midid Bari Almo. Bathsheba was to be able to be with David HaMelech from the day the world was created. As the Gemara says in this daf, so says the Malach Duma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, but David HaMelech did not know that. He didn't know that she was Ru'uyu Mishesh Mebereshis. So says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, but they gave a get Krisus. Anybody who goes to war gives a get Krisus. So David knew that there was a get that Uriah gave to his wife. And the Zohar says that the Malach Duma says, right, that wasn't his Isser. But it was another Isser. He should have had a 3-month break between the time that Uriah was with his wife and David HaMelech. We know you have to have a Gimel Chedoshim between one husband and another. And that's what David did wrong. So Chazal say over there that Uriah was never with his wife. He never had a relation with his wife, whatever the reason is. So the Shaila is that David HaMelech know about it or not know about it. And Chazal Sefer HaZoyer conclude that David HaMelech did wait the 3 months. So comes out based on this Chazal that really David HaMelech didn't do anything wrong. Lemaitse. The only thing was it looked wrong. It looked like he did something which was not right. And as the Gemara says over here, the real Bathsheba was real David HaMelech. Ela she'och lo pogo. He ate her too early. Which means, according to this, the right now it seemed to other people that she was Eishes Ish. And it seemed that he did not wait the 3 months. So if you would wait a little longer and it was clear that she wasn't Eishes Ish to everybody, then it would be l'chatchila. The reason why he's being punished is Ochla Poga ate it too early when it did not look right. And we have to attach here two other Gemaras. The Gemara of the Zohar Daf Dal on the base that says, the loy ha-yoroi David loy samayse. This maise wasn't in the level of David HaMelech. And why did it happen? That an individual should be able to do tshuva and see if David did tshuva. Of course, any individual could do tshuva. And the Gemara in Ksuvah, as we mentioned before, the Gemara there brings the end of Amud Aleph. Before the Gemara says that anyone who goes to war gives a get to his wife, the Gemara says the reason why Bathsheba was not usher to David, it was because oynes have it was an oynes. So brings the Reuven Margolius, the Sefer Apirion Shloimoy, that says, the Shira says, anuso havo. She was anuso, she was forced. That's why she's not a surah. It says Oynes Havo. The Oynes refers to David HaMelech. David HaMelech was Onus. How do we understand this? So Reuven Margolius brings the Torah, the famous Torah of the Ishbitzel and Tzadik HaKoyen, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a tzaddik to a matzav that he has to do something wrong, and he puts him in such a situation that he's almost forced to do the Aveira because there's a reason for it. And in this case, the Gemara of the Zohar tells us the reason. David HaMelech had to do the Aveira, or had to do something that looks like an Aveira, in order to teach tshuva to the rabbim. As we'll see by Hashem in the next year, that the tshuva of David HaMelech was the most effective tshuva in the world. And that's the pshat in our Gemara. The David HaMelech tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could have misgaber on my Yetzer. What does it mean I could have misgaber? Not that I could have misgaber right now, because now you didn't allow me. It was an oinus. I was basically forced to do it. But if it would be in my regular state of mind, I would be able to misgaber on my Yetzer. It was only just here to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right, to show what a Nisoyan does. So if we summarize all that together, it comes out that David HaMelech really didn't do such a great Aveiro. She wasn't an Eish Ish. He waited 3 months. It would just look wrong. Achla Pago ate it too early when it did not look right. And even that was done by Oynes. It was almost forced upon him to do it in order to teach Olam Tshuva. So this gives us a little more perspective understanding the Maisa of David and Bathsheba. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to watch group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.